State leaders began holding public meetings this week across Wisconsin to inform the public about the big health changes approaching. On January 1st, the state will enact new eligibility rules for Medicaid, and the federal marketplace will begin operating. The state intends to mail a letter in September to adults Wisconsin will welcome to Medicaid and those it will drop. The cutoff will be the federal poverty line. That's an annual income of about $11,000 a year for an adult. The most acutely affected will be those cut, according to Joy Tapper. She heads the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership. It helps coordinate community-based care. She says the state will direct the adults it's dropping from Medicaid to private insurance in the new marketplace.
This will be a very new experience for many individuals, many of whom have not had to pay premiums before, let alone make choices about various insurance plans. And under the exchange, there will be what's called metal level plans from bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans that will have different range and scope of benefits. We anticipate this will be very challenging for individuals, particularly those individuals who are marginalized, individuals with disabilities, behavioral health needs, learning disabilities, and therefore we're working diligently to put together an enrollment network to assist.
Tens of thousands of people are going to have to make changes, and it would take how long per person?
There's about 84,000 individuals who will be newly eligible for Medicaid, about 90,000 individuals who will be transitioning off Medicaid into the exchange. And then couple that in the greater Milwaukee area, probably about 100 to 125,000 currently uninsured individuals who now will have access to insurance through the exchange. It's anticipated, best case scenario, that it would take about an hour to assist an individual in enrolling in the exchange. This is our best guess based on what we've learned from Massachusetts and other marketplaces that have had an exchange in place. There will be new guidelines for eligibility based on a modified adjusted gross income, which you take off of your tax return. So this will require individuals to have access to their tax returns, to bring that at the time of enrollment or have access to that at the time of enrollment. And a workforce will be necessary to help people interpret what they're eligible for, including the premium subsidies that they might be eligible for.
The clinics, how do you foresee their role evolving with all these changes upcoming later this year?
Well, all clinics, including the free and community clinics, the health centers, and the health systems, both their hospitals and their primary care clinics, are in the process of assessing what kind of enrollment infrastructure they need to build. Will they be an information and referral agent that will help direct people to appropriate resources? Will they have individuals who will do face-to-face enrollment? So everyone is still determining that. And part of that determination is based on the rules that have yet to be finalized.
What are the deadlines?
Well, enrollment for the exchange will begin October 1st. Individuals who want to have access to insurance by January 1st will need to pay a premium by December 15th. Also, the new Medicaid rules will come into effect January 1st. So the state will be reaching out and communicating with those who are both transitioning off Medicaid as well as those who might be newly eligible, and they too will need to enroll in December for Medicaid coverage effective January 1st.